to illustrate this point even further, let's take the cumulative efforts of all the vendor risk management programs of Okta's nearly 20,000 customers. Did those efforts prevent the October 2023 breach? No. Hey, this is Mark Graziano, and this is another segment of Something to Consider on the GRC podcast. My goal is to give quick hits of insight where simple thoughts can fuel innovation. In today's episode, I'd like to put my career at risk. And by that, I mean I'd like to explore the topic of pushing boundaries and saying what you feel can't be said. This concept hit me hard recently during a conversation that I had about setting up a vendor risk management program. And this was not just me talking to anybody. I was trying to make a strong first impression with a new colleague. Despite a decade of my experience building and scaling these programs in the past, I suddenly found myself unable to smoothly deliver even just a basic outline like develop an inventory, establish tiering, assess vendors, implement monitoring, ensure continuous improvement, blah, 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 all that stuff that you'd usually expect. And it was odd and an unsettling experience. Now, reflecting on this later, I realized that this was my first time that I had discussed VRM as a sole topic with somebody who wasn't already familiar with my work, and the pressure to impress made it difficult to articulate what you'd expect from a typical VRM program narrative. Instead of the usual spiel, which I could do on autopilot, for some reason, my mind just kept shouting,
"It's all bullshit. Nobody believes that shit because it's bullshit and it's bad for you."
At that moment, while the timing was incredibly unfortunate, I understood that apparently I have some more opinions on the subject than I had previously acknowledged. This experience taught me that there are times in your career when it might be more beneficial to just lead with the taboo. Had I followed that instinct, I believe the conversation that I was having would have been more engaging and more reflective of my thought process and capabilities. I would even go as far as to say that more of our time should be spent having these kinds of conversations that question rather than just reciting the industry standard best practices. Best practices are only best until somebody successively challenges that status quo.
Are you seeing a pattern?
No.
Mr. Reynolds, these were all the smartest scientists on the planet. Only problem is, they kept being wrong. Sometimes.
Typically, vendor risk management programs are approached from a passive defensive angle. I need a vendor for this business function, and since I can't control them, it's their job to ensure that nothing goes wrong. This mindset results in exactly what we're currently seeing, endless questionnaires and compliance report analysis that frankly never truly eliminates uncertainty about the potential vendor failures. What I would propose is a shift in perspective. Instead of asking the vendors, "What are you going to do for me to minimize my risks?" we should be asking ourselves, "I know this service carries risk, but not using it carries even more risk. Since I have to use it, what can I do to safeguard myself against inevitable issues?" To illustrate the failure of traditional vendor risk management, let's evaluate a vendor that I'm sure most of you use or have used in an enterprise setting. Okta. I promise I'm not picking on you, Okta. Twilio has been there as well, but I'm sure more people have direct experience with your service compared to ours. I also see that your stock is up about 39% since the October 2023 breach, so I know you're resilient. Although that does introduce another taboo topic for another episode, and that's security breaches and industry catastrophizing. But let's get back to the vendor risk example. Okta is an incredibly popular access management tool used by many companies in tech and other industries. Okta would typically pass a traditional vendor risk assessment with flying colors. Okta has policies and procedures. Okta has security controls. Okta has a suite of certifications to which they subscribe. Okta has a full-time security team that is filled with competent individuals who get paid to advance their security program. However, did evaluating these variables, as one may expect from a traditional vendor risk management program, did they prevent the October 2023 breach? No. To illustrate this point even further, let's take the cumulative efforts of all the vendor risk management programs of Okta's nearly 20,000 customers. Did those efforts prevent the October 2023 breach? No. This incident illustrates that while vendor assessments can provide some level of basic due diligence, they do not provide guarantees. This example should also clearly illustrate that the volume of questions asked of a vendor has no correlation with real risk reduction. So let's just put that thought to bed. A more effective vendor risk management strategy, as I would like to see implemented in the future, would be to involve a deeper engagement with the applications being integrated. Instead of merely just reviewing security documents and then filing them away in some dusty repository, vendor risk management teams should actively be involved in selecting the vendor, contract negotiations, the implementation, and ongoing management of those systems. This approach not only helps vendor risk management resources better understand the risks, but it also helps them in developing more practical mitigation strategies. Again, in this case, I'm just using vendor risk management to illustrate a broader idea, but pushing the envelope by discussing unconventional and unpopular ideas can lead to more meaningful conversations and innovations in our field. Don't shy away from challenging conventional wisdom and the way that it's always been done. In all areas of life, in all fields of study, in all business industries, advancements are made by those who are brave enough to bring the fringe to center stage. Until next time, this is something to consider.